Most of northern and central New York is still experiencing a drought, despite some rain this past weekend. Groundwater reserves are depleted in wells across the region. Farmers are trucking in water for their livestock, and people are digging new wells for their homes, and towns are trying to find ways to conserve this now limited resource. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
This year's dry summer first put a dent in the hay crop. Then it made cornfields turn from lush green to golden brown until they resembled rows of pineapples. Now, after 6 months of little rain, wells around the region are drying up. An old-fashioned drill rig raises and drops into granite bedrock outside a home in Canton in St. Lawrence County. Richard Collins says his rig is drilling about a foot and a half an hour, searching for water. He says it's likely he'll have to drill down at least 140 feet before he finds it. Collins' well drilling business is a one-man operation, and he says this season he's been really busy.
I said, this year I can't drill fast enough. I'm turning work away. I mean, there's so much of it out there.
Roger Bailey says he asked Collins to drill a new well when his old dug well ran too low this summer.
Well, I saw what my wife Bobby had to do to carry water that we could drink, or we're going out to take showers in other people's houses. We're not living life the same way.
The entire village of Copenhagen in the Tug Hill is living off water from just one well. The other two dried up weeks ago. Village Mayor Scott Alexander says the water in the well was trucked in from Carthage and Lowville over the weekend.
Yes.
He says for now, the village is holding its own.
As long as everybody does their part to continue to conserve as much as possible, we will be okay.
Alexander says a big part of that is just being aware of how much water you're using. Village school bus drivers are now washing their buses from water taken straight from the Black River. At Copenhagen Central School, Superintendent Scott Connell walks me into the school's cafeteria. Today, it's pizza day.
So yeah, it looks like this is the end of middle school lunch.
Students sit together at round tables, eating their slices of cheese pizza off paper plates. In the food line, students choose between paper bowls filled with corn, carrots, and peas.
If you can look in the garbage can, most of that normally would be going through the dishwasher, but now it's going in the garbage can because it's paper.
Connell says the school is throwing out extra bags of garbage, but that's not a big concern right now.
We're saving close to 1,000 gallons a day by doing what we're doing. So there's not a lot more we can do. I mean, we have to flush toilets. We have to allow kids to wash their hands. So,
according to national drought numbers, northern and western New York have gotten around 11 inches of rain since March. That's little enough for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to list Broome, Jefferson, Lewis, and Oswego counties as disaster areas. That means farmers can get federal aid. But some agricultural leaders in Jefferson County say some farms in the area are worse off than others, and they need more. A weather station on Woods Farm in Cape Vincent reported only 4 inches of rain for the entire spring and summer. At Lucky Seven Livestock Farm in Rodman, Steve Winkler shows me a 300-gallon jug on the bed of a pickup truck. He's been filling this up 2, sometimes 3 times a day for his hundreds of pigs.
We're south of the Black River. We're fortunate. North of the Black River is way worse than we are. I mean, I'm living and breathing this stress every day, and I know there's guys worse shape than I am, hauling bigger than me, hauling more water.
Some farms have drilled new wells. Others are dealing with much lower yields of corn than last year. Winkler has hired a contractor to search for more surface water. In the meantime, he's getting what he needs from a neighbor's well up the street.
I hope it doesn't go into January, February when we have, some days -5 and a 40-mile-an-hour wind. That valve is going to freeze, and then we got to heat it. So it'll magnify the stress level here.
Winkler says, let's face it, we're knocking on the door of some pretty bad weather. And with that added moisture in the air and on the ground, everyone's hoping the region's water supply will finally be recharged. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.